streets of New York are home to a very high-tech network of more than 4,000 of them to be exact. They constantly monitor the comings and goings of everybody. But last week, when an actual terrorist plot was unfolding, all those cameras caught was a white male changing his shirt. Not the suspect who was eventually arrested, but really just some random guy there in the middle of the street acting what some people called oddly. It got takeaway listeners wondering, what good is a $20 million surveil network then?
This is Alicia from Manhattan. It was a street vendor who found the car bomb. To heck with the security cameras. What we really need is more street vendors.
Well, a lot of people are weighing in at 8778MyTake and online at Facebook and thetakeaway.org, which, by the way, you can always weigh in early on whatever we're working on by going to the site, thetakeaway.org. Over on Facebook, Patricia posts, let them put cameras anywhere they want. I'm not doing anything criminal, so I have nothing to hide. I approve.
Judd Mundry, Grand Forks, North Dakota. Cameras have no effect. Cameras are like a cease and desist order. If you're going to violate it, you're going to violate it. They don't prevent anything. All it does is allow Big Brother to watch where he shouldn't be watching.
And this conversation about Big Brother is not over, not even close. Go to the website where you can listen back and weigh in. And our digital editor, Jim Colgan, went out on the streets of New York to ask people whether they knew or cared they were on camera. You can see his video report on the Takeaway blog.
And another topic that got a lot of you talking was the National Day of Prayer.
I said we pray. Oh yeah, we pray.
The National Day of Prayer was yesterday, but this year could be the last one. A federal district court judge has ruled that the day is unconstitutional. Some of you didn't know that it was yesterday.
This is the first I've ever heard that there's such a thing as a National Day of Prayer, but I think it's ridiculous. Not everybody in the world prays, and I don't think we have to have a National Day of Prayer. So that's my take. It's Monica from Miami.
It's not.
My name is Steve Cochran. I'm from Pompano Beach, Florida, and I'm an atheist, and I really do not care if there's a National Day of Prayer. They're not pushing anything on me because I had no clue it was here.
Oh, not on his calendar, apparently, but there were a lot of great comments from all of you with multiple views.
This is George Reed. I'm from Murfreesboro, Tennessee, and I do think we need to retain the nationally recognized Day of Prayer. It's important for us to come together as a nation and recognize that we have been blessed by God, and we would like for Him to continue to bless us.
This is Shannon from Providence, Rhode Island. We're lucky to have this freedom on a daily basis. Therefore, a National Day of Prayer is really not necessary.
You can follow along and have your say by calling us at 8778MYTAKE or posting to the site, thetakeaway.org.
Okay, this is a serious debate, but, you know, sometimes it's hard to make our listeners stay serious. Sean emails us, the National Day of Prayer is fine, but it ought to coincide with the opening day of unicorn hunting season. And then there's this response.
I have no problem with National Day of Prayer as long as it's not merely limited to one religion. I prayed to Mighty Thor this morning, and listen, he answers, Hail Thor!
Our listeners are sarcastic sometimes, you may have noticed.
How do you know he's being sarcastic?
That's true. That's very true. You always are happy to hear about any religion, whatever it is that you worship. Give us a call at 8778MYTAKE or post a comment to thetakeaway.org. Hail, Mighty Thor!
Hail, Thor.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.